This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The United States is imposing sweeping new sanctions on Iran to curb Tehran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms threats after Washington asserted the United Nations arms embargo on Iran was reimposed indefinitely late Saturday. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is imposing new sanctions and export control measures on 27 entities and individuals connected to Iran's nuclear weapons program. A White House executive order lays out the plans to block the property of individuals involved in transferring arms, materials, and military equipment to and from Iran. The State Department and Treasury Department will also outline how foreign individuals and businesses will be penalized for violations. Late Saturday, the U.S. asserted that all U.N. sanctions eased or lifted by the 2015 nuclear deal are reimposed and must be enforced by U.N. member states. But U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the United Nations will not take any action until a decision on the matter is made by the U.N. Security Council. China and Russia have rejected the U.S. position, while Britain, France, and Germany say the U.S. announcement didn't have any legal effect. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he's narrowed his list of possible Supreme Court nominees down to five people and expects to announce his choice to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg by Friday or Saturday. Mr. Trump said he will name a woman and identify three of his choices as Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, and Alison Jones Rushing, three conservatives he appointed to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. He declined to name the other two possible choices in an interview this morning with Fox and Friends. This is VOA News.